Question from S. Mahadevan. I'm a grihastha with two children. I'm regularly chanting Hare Krishna for the last 2 years and doing service to Vaishnavas. That's very nice. I'm a most fallen soul and I'm not able to identify who my guru is to lead me to Krishna. I find every sadhu and saintly people as highly elevated people and I feel I'm not qualified to make this a decision to choose my guru. I kindly need your suggestion to how to go about this. So that's very nice. If you see all sadhus and saintly people as highly elevated people, of course one should know who is an actual sadhu, because there are many so-called sadhus. Bahavo Gurave, what is that? Bahubo Gurave Santi Shisha Vittapaharaka Durlabha Sadguru Devi Shisha Santapaharaka. As Lord Shiva states to his wife, that there are many gurus who are very expert in taking away the money of their disciples. But it's very rare to find a real guru who's expert in taking away the santap, or the distress of their disciples. So be careful. It's a good sentiment to be respectful towards sadhus. But one should know that, especially in the modern age, there are many sadhus who, as Ravana is said to have taken the garb of a sannyasi for most unholy purposes, there are many who, to a greater or lesser degree, are representatives of Ravana, not Rama. But if you find actual sadhus, then you should consider them all as gurus. If they're actual guru, what is a guru? Guru is automatically, one is a guru if he actually acts as a devotee should and teaches others to do so. That's the qualification of a guru. They may or may not initiate. For more guidance in thinking how to select who to approach for the matter of initiation, one may read in my book, A Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness, the section about accepting Diksha. There's a section in there giving guidance. What are the symptoms one should expect of an actual guru? And pray to Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the mercy of Krishna and guru, one gets the seed of the creeper of devotion. So by the mercy of Krishna, one gets a guru, and then by the mercy of guru, one gets Krishna.